just exist. Live live on AWR SID Media.
Welcome back, and thank you very much for sticking around. You're still listening to Adventist World Radio. It's time for us now to get into our daily focus for today. We were supposed to have Pastor Meshek Mapulanga Thomas, but he has afforded us the benefit of yet another theologian who's going to be giving us some perspective in his absence. And that pastor is Pastor Simon Mwembela. Pastor Mwembela, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Pastor Mwembela?
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Lovely. Today we're talking about the pulpit's canvas. Murals can be breathtaking. I've been to Catholic churches and other churches who have beautiful, beautiful canvases on their walls and their pictorials. It's just amazing, but sometimes very controversial. Should Adventist churches embrace murals as part of their worship environment? Or is it a distraction from the word? That's why we have Pastor Mwembela to help us understand what we're talking about. First and foremost, what's your take, Pastor Mwembela?
I would say, since our mission as a church is to take the Advent message to all the world, we should understand that we are to use every means that is possible for us to effectively communicate and connect to the world. And so I do understand that there are some stereotypes that, you know, people have when it comes to murals. Some say that murals are purely decorative. That actually means that murals, they are seen as decorations without deeper meaning. But in reality, murals often beautify a space, and many murals are created with symbolic or cultural significance. And in a religious setting, can be a means of communicating or conveying some spiritual messages. And so my take really is the use of murals in the Seventh-day Adventist churches or any other Adventist-affiliated spaces, it is an intriguing one, but we need to explore the benefit in order for us to actually convey effectively the message.
Can they enhance our worship experience? Or if they can, how do murals enhance or detract, for example, from the worship experience?
All right. How do murals enhance or detract from the worship experience? All right. Let me begin with detractions. Well, it is prudent for us to understand that some may view murals as, you know, distractions, especially if they draw attention away from the sermon or central elements in worship. And so while murals are important, we should understand that when we elaborate them to an extent where they are overemphasized, we should understand that we can misrepresent our message, because people focus on the image rather than the elements of worship and the element of giving God the glory. And so these are some of the, you know, distractions that we may encounter when we use murals as a means to take the Advent message. But how can it enhance our worship, you know, experience? Well, murals can create an atmosphere of reverence. This can foster a sense of connection to divine themes. Now, it is so important for us to understand that there are people whom we can connect and reach via visual means. And so murals, they can visually communicate biblical narratives or theological truths that can be appealing to those people who are, you know, easily engaged via visual experiences. And so I can say, really, mural art can serve as a point of reflection or inspiration, and this can help us as worshipers to focus on God's creation and redemptive work.
So, Pastor, do tell, are there biblical precedents for using large-scale art in places of worship?
All right. We should understand that whatsoever we plan to achieve for God, it should, you know, be embedded within His word. And so, yes, there are some biblical precedents for using large-scale art in places of worship. An example of it can be found in the Old Testament, where we find the tabernacle built by Moses and the one that was built by Solomon. We are told in Exodus 25 and 26 and 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 29 to 35, that, you know, the tabernacle and Solomon's temple were adorned with intricate designs. And these designs included cherubims and, you know, floral motifs. Now, one thing that is prudent is that these designs were symbolic and intended to reflect God's glory and not so much to serve as, you know, objects of worship.
Okay.
And so we understand that, yes, this is the biblical account that we find from the Old Testament. But one thing that I can make mention is in the New Testament, early Christian worship spaces, such as, you know, catacombs and churches, often included some murals depicting Christ, his apostles, and some other biblical, you know, events. However, the New Testament emphasizes simplicity in worship. So this, again, leaves room for debate on how much emphasis we should place on these acts.
Okay. If we had time, I'd ask perhaps to share with us these examples in the New Testament, for example. I'm fully aware of the Old Testament examples of the sanctuary, that of Solomon, the temple, Solomon's temple, and Moses' sanctuary, the tent. I'm not aware of any of that as far as the New Testament. So perhaps at a different time, we might want to get into that. So what themes, Mfundisi, what themes would be most appropriate for Adventist church murals?
All right. From the very inception, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, you know, we have a mission to spread the Adventist message, the Advent message of Jesus' soon coming in all the world. And so I would say the themes that we can really incorporate in these mural arts, the depictions of Christ's second coming, which reflects the Adventist hope.
Right.
We can also have illustrations of creation, God's work in nature, which then aligns us to, you know, the Sabbath. Then we can place emphasis on God as the creator through an illustration of creation. And we can also have, you know, some scenes from biblical narratives, such as the Exodus, Jesus' ministry, Liberation's prophetic imagery, which emphasizes on salvation and history.
Right.
And for a modern day, you know, generation, we can also, you know, have some abstract representations of concepts like grace, hope, faith, and this can inspire reflection without causing any division.
Okay. Should Adventist schools encourage students to create murals? If you agree, tell us why. If you disagree, tell us why.
I will agree to that statement. Well, I would say yes. Adventists should, you know, encourage students to create murals. Why? Well, it allows students to express their faith creatively and engage with biblical themes in a meaningful way. You know, in most of our institutions, Adventist universities and other institutions, we have an age group that, you know, begins from 20 all the way to 35 and beyond.
Mm.
And so we understand that most of the students, they are still youth. And we as a church, we have a department, the youth ministries, which places emphasis on the Advent message to all the world in this generation.
Mm.
And so youths are going, you know, to these institutions. They already have that aim in their mind from their respective local churches. They know that our mission as youths, it is to take the Advent message in this generation.
Right.
And so through murals, You know, students can reflect current generational perspectives, which can help us to make, you know, worship spaces more relatable and dynamic in their own nature.
Right, I hear you. So, how can murals in Adventist spaces reflect our unique doctrines?
All right. Let me say there is a potential concern when it comes to how students should, you know, actually create these murals.
Yeah.
Because one thing that is needed for us to understand is that guidance would be necessary to ensure that the content aligns with Adventist beliefs and avoid any form of misrepresentation.
Okay.
Some might question whether the focus should remain strictly on academic and, you know, spiritual studies. But one thing that we do find it is that murals can help us to actually reflect our unique doctrines such as the three angels message,
right,
which, you know, Liberation chapter 14, verse 6 to 12, the moment we are able to portray that through our mural paintings, we can actually emphasize the Adventist mission of proclaiming God's judgment, Christ's righteousness, and the call to worship God as the Creator.
Mm.
We can also, through these murals, you know, illustrate the great controversy, the battle between good and evil, highlighting specifically the themes of redemption and Christ's ultimate victory. We can also, you know, through these murals, highlight the importance of our health message, health and wholeness. Through nature-inspired designs, we can reflect the Adventist emphasis on holistic living and stewardship of God's creation. And I would say last on the list can be, you know, unity in diversity. Now, this is a unique doctrine because it depicts of diverse peoples from all over the world coming together, worshiping. It actually shows or showcases the global and inclusive nature of the Adventist movement.
Mm.
And so through these murals, it can be a means of actually reaching out to the world through the proclamation of these unique, you know, beliefs and doctrines.
Got it. I hear you. Wonderful. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate your insights. Appreciate you making time for us, Pastor Simon Mwembela. Thank you once again. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.